Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. This is Word on the Street, hosted by the UBC Music Affairs Collective, and welcome to the show. Today we have pretty jam-packed schedule. We've got a live set coming up from explicit content warning before I say the name of this band, The Shit Talkers. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we got that out of the way. You can expect some all-female punk music coming up in about 10 minutes. We're just getting the sound check done. So in the meantime, we are going to introduce two of our new members. First off, we have to my left.
Hey, guys. I'm Lexus, and I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. I'm glad you're happy.
Thanks.
If you were sad, I would be. Anyway, and to my right, we have.
I'm Megan, and I'm also more happier
wow.
to be here. Yeah, it's a competition.
So it's a contest. So I have a question for you guys. What, why are you happier? Why do you think that you are happier than Lexus, Megan?
I look happier.
You look happier?
Yeah,
okay,
just,
Lexus,
yeah. Yeah, I look
rebuttal?
Pretty pissed off today, so
okay.
I can't rebuttal that.
Okay, we've resolved it. Megan is happier. Sweet. So we have a little story to start off the show. Last week at our weekly show planning meeting, a couple of our members were graced by the presence of an angel. Isaac and Isaiah, would you like to talk a little bit
yeah.
about what happened?
Okay, so on Friday, we have our meetings to plan Tuesday, the show today. And yeah, so Isaiah came back because she forgot her water bottle. And we usually don't mention this, but Nardwar himself, the human serviette, he always has his show when we have the meeting for our show. So the whole reason I'm here is because of him. And I just honestly want to go up and say thanks, and I would be totally grateful if he was just said, you know, no worries. But Isaiah came back, and then Nardwar came out, and I went up to him, and we talked to him for probably an hour,
yeah,
a bit more than an hour, just about so many different things, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, he's like the nicest man alive. He, I know we covered a lot. Like, we talked about who we'd like to interview and how he's like tried to interview Kanye like six
yeah.
times and like goes to South by Southwest every year hoping to finally interview Kanye, and like it hasn't happened yet.
He mails his gifts for Kanye down to South by Southwest every year in hope, because I guess he has so many he can't
yeah.
bring it on the plane, in hope that Kanye's gonna be there, and he has to mail them
back like
every
times.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I know he gave us some like thrift shopping tips and recommended some thrift stores.
He liked your
and, like,
jacket.
Yeah, he liked my jacket,
oh.
which was thrifted. And it was from a thrift store in Toronto, but
yeah.
he like knew it, of course.
Yeah,
he
knew. He literally...
He was like, Queen Street.
Down the stairs.
Like, yeah, he's like, down
right?
the stairs. I'm like, yeah, down
yeah.
the stairs.
He knew.
A thrift store down the stairs.
He told us where to thrift and a place to go to get records.
Red Cat Records.
Yeah.
Red Cat's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Red Cat's
so...
Great. Where are the thrift spots? Like, where can
I
get some threads?
It was a really weird name. You wrote it down. It was
I did
like
write
Blue
it down.
Real something. He'll pull it up.
All right, we'll get
yeah.
back to that in a sec.
Yeah, but, like, he just, I don't know, he talked about his glasses. He's just, like, the nicest guy, and every time we thought he was about to leave, he'd, like, come up with another story, and, like, go on another tangent, and he was
yeah.
very encouraging and, like, CITR, like, do CITR, doesn't matter if your voice is weird, like, that's what makes you special, and, like, he's just a
yeah.
nice man.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't or don't know who Nardwar is, he is a character on the microphone behind
yeah.
the camera. He's a great guy. What... Okay.
It's called Bursu's Angels, by the way, the thrift place.
Sorry?
Bursu's Angels.
Bursu? How do you spell that?
I guessed. I didn't
you
ask.
Guessed. Okay.
I'm going to find it. But also, he really just invited us to come onto his show when we want. Are we starting?
No, not yet. Okay. Keep talking.
Yeah, so he invited us to just come on the show whenever we want, and that's pretty cool. So, and I also asked him about a couple other people, like, sort of, who do you want to interview that you haven't? And he mentioned Kanye. Kanye seemed to be his number one. Oh, I haven't gotten to him. I also asked him about Eminem and Dr. Dre just because I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
And he said he messed up.
No.
With Eminem, but not like, oh, Eminem doesn't like me. It's just last time he was here on an actual tour, he didn't even know about it. But he said, you know, he's good friends with Snoop. We all know that, I think. Snoop's going to try to hook him up with Dre eventually.
That's sweet.
That would be really cool.
So Nardwar came out with two very, very good videos recently.
Yes.
Interviewing Brockhampton. Brockhampton, yeah. Back on the show.
We talked about
one more time.
Brockhampton. We talked about it. And I asked him about his Strokes interview because he was talking about people who give kind of one-worded answers and they're awkward. The interview's super awkward because they're not into it. He, like, gave all these, like, behind-the-scenes stories about Julian Casablancas. And I love the Strokes, so it was, like, a very good moment for me.
Yeah, it was interesting because we heard about interviews that we've already seen,
but
some backstory and some things that aren't in the interviews that he told us about.
And he said they're all, like, an hour, but, like,
yeah,
he edits them.
He cuts
them
down. But
that's cool.
Yeah, also, he just said so much that I can't even remember everything he said. Not, like, he was going on too much. It was amazing.
No such thing as too much with that.
Yeah, we were just listening. I mean, some other things. He showed us his DMs with Rick Ross.
Yo.
He told us Tyga hit him up, or Tyga's manager hit him up because he wanted an interview. And he talked about that. He's going to South by Southwest this weekend. He's probably gone now.
Yeah.
But, he told us come on the show later.
He's like, you can sit in if you want. He didn't think we had a show, so he's like, you can sit and see what it's like. And then we're like, Music Collective. He's like, you have a show.
We told him about
Word
on the Street, and he asked what time it was, so maybe he's listening.
If you're listening, Nardwar.
Nardwar, if you're listening, have my babies.
My plaid-covered babies.
And then he also interviewed the Higher Brothers.
That was amazing.
Which was the most just heartwarming. I woke up this morning, and like I had some time to kill.
It made my week.
It was so nice.
I was at both the shows where he did interviews.
Yeah.
Finally. But yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I don't know why, but I mean, I knew their English was pretty broken, but they just flowed with it so well. And the fact that they gave him gifts at the end, watch the video yourself. I'm not going to say what they gave him, but it was so special.
Yeah. And normally, like with Nardwar interviews, they kind of start out a little bit rocky. Like the artists aren't sure how to react to this kind of flamboyant, kind of too energetic, very overly eager interviewer that is Nardwar.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like taken aback. Higher Brothers were right into it. They were just like, they were as energetic, if not more energetic, and excited to be interviewed.
The Migos. He gave them
the
Migos.
They
freaked out. They're like, every time he gave them something, they freaked out. Or, you know, when he had those facts that he somehow knows, he knew one of the members' previous rapper names, and they freaked out about that. And just all these random samples that they've used and stuff. And he gave them that. And they were just so impressed. And they're so happy. Honestly, so happy to be interviewed. And I thought it was cool. It seemed like they knew about him before the interview, too.
If they're giving him gifts, they must.
That's what I liked about the Brockhampton one. Because they're obviously, like, fans of Nardwar. So they were, like, equally... They were, like, geeking out as he was giving them stuff. Because, like, they probably grew up watching his interviews as well.
Insight. Forgot to mention this. He talked about the Hybrids interview. So we knew about it beforehand.
Okay.
Joji. He's going to get Joji soon. So are we going to...
Oh, keep talking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. He's going to be interviewing Joji at South by Southwest.
Maybe.
Sweet.
The High Brothers are going to hook him up, he said.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Expose Nardwar's secrets.
Yo, shh. He told you that in confidence.
Right.
Be respectful.
I mean, you'll see it like next week anyway, so.
What's up, Eric? How are you doing? Yeah, so as we mentioned earlier, we still have we got a live performance. On air, it's the parental advisory warning.
Hide your kids.
I'll give you 3 seconds. Cover the kids' ears. The shit talkers are gonna be doing their own little set very soon. We're still doing the sound check. They look excited to go. They look ready.
Yeah. They're going to be loud.
It's going to be just straight energy. I'm pretty sure if we leave the mics on, you'd be able to hear it from inside our soundproof studio. Because like they were warming up earlier, and it was just shaking the glass.
Yeah.
Like, it was great. Hold on. The new Discorder is out. Discorder magazine.
I do not have a copy.
No.
On me right here. Do we have a copy somewhere in here? Okay, Eric's
going to Eric's gonna go get one. Are you guys going to any big shows coming up soon?
I just bought my Childish Gambino.
Gambino?
Yeah.
September?
September 30th. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like going to Rogers, especially after going to smaller shows. But for some artists, I just have to give in. I mean, because I'm going to the championship tour as well.
Yeah, dude.
But no, like you said, no Isaiah Rashad, which is disappointing.
Yeah, maybe he'll make a surprise appearance.
I'm also going to Injury Reserve with JPEG Mafia.
Dude, it's going to be sick. I'm surprised it's all ages.
I was surprised too.
Injury Reserve is kind of dope.
Oh, JPEG Mafia is really...
I haven't heard JPEG.
Really...
Sounds kind of vaporwavy.
It's really interesting.
How about
check them out.
You guys going to any... You're going to a show on Saturday, right, Zubin?
Oh, yeah, there's a show. There's a little local show.
Yeah? Want to talk about
birds.
It?
I don't think... Oh, I can't remember. K-Braywood playing whatever. They're good.
What kind of music is
it? I'm not good with genres.
Not sure?
Yeah,
just
it's like indie. Whatever.
It's just Pacific Northwest.
Stick indie in front of it, and it probably yeah. sounds like...
you get the idea. There's some vinyl crackle.
Local. It's local.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
My friend's band, Gentle Minds.
Oh.
Yeah, you know Nick.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, his band is playing on Friday, so I'm going to go see that with a bunch of people at Stylus Records. I don't remember the other artists, but
okay.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Sure. And I bought an injury reserve ticket as well, even though I'm not even sure if I'm going to be here, but just in case.
What time is that show at Stylus on Friday?
8-ish? Probably.
Like normal time. Is it how much does it cost? Do you
It's
know?
I think it's like a suggested $10 donation.
Okay.
$10. Be good.
$10. Donate. Be nice. Donation.
Yeah, and they're playing last. So they're playing at like 10:30 probably. But
okay,
I think
sweet.
The first band's on probably like 8 or 8:30 or something.
Yeah. And Gentle Mind is a local band started up from BVP, the Blank Vinyl Project.
Yeah.
Support them. They're most likely starving college students and they could use your $10 donations.
Yeah. And we had Camille from their lead singer. We had her on our show last semester, so.
Oh.
It's a cool connection to
sweet.
Word on the street, so.
Yeah. Anyone else going to shows? Anything? I'm going to see Gas. Oh, hey, yes, go. What's up?
I'm going to go see Always in April and also Sasquatch in May.
You're going to Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh my gosh.
We're
also jealous.
Are you camping out or?
Yeah, we did it last year too. It's going to be good.
So cool. You go with your dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's that experience
cool.
like? Have you been to a music festival like with friends or is it always kind of going with you?
No, I've always gone with my dad. It's cool. Sasquatch is really different because it's at the gorge, so it has this like massive natural backdrop, which is awesome. And it's known for insane weather. So we got really lucky. We had like 40-degree heat all weekend, but they had
is that
one
lucky?
Year.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah, no, it was too much. But they kept talking about one year where there was a hailstorm that shut down most of the festival, and they had one band that continued playing through the hailstorm, and they've gone down as heroes.
That's
so I'm hoping for a good
sweet.
Hailstorm this year.
Yeah, it's a good hailstorm. I think Gus Dapperton is coming to town April 15th. I could be wrong about that, but I have tickets, and I will be attending that.
Same. Also, The Garden is coming in April.
Wait,
I don't know if you guys
magic?
Like...
Oh,
I don't think so.
Is. I think it is. I love The Garden.
But, they're really, like... Their energy is really good. I saw them open for Mac DeMarco.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, they were...
Yeah? The Garden, is that similar kind of to Mac DeMarco?
They're twins.
They're like a two-piece punk band.
Yeah.
There's like a bassist and a drummer.
Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who else is coming? Jaden Smith?
Yeah.
No.
Himself. Yeah, it's 19 plus, though.
The same night
yeah,
as the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Is
he's
Jaden?
19.
Is he,
he's
though?
He's 19.
Is he?
He
yeah,
is.
Like 98, so
are you
98.
Sure?
Yeah,
yeah.
He's
has to be.
I mean, when
he's 20 in August, I know.
Yeah, when Rich Brian was here back in June of last year or early July, he was still 17 and he did it at Fortune, which is pretty funny because Fortune's a club.
Yeah,
yeah, and he literally looks 15.
Yeah, so. Like I've heard of underage artists go into like these 19 plus shows,
yeah.
and they literally get on stage, do their set, and then they have to leave the venue right away
because
you're like not allowed to be in here. And then also Dumbfounded's coming.
Oh,
I might be going to that. My friend asked me to go.
if you're not going to Dumbfounded the same night, March 19th is locals only.
Oh my! Is, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Lil Bean, C-Buddy, Trevor X, two of those guys went to my high school, so shout out to them. One still goes to my high school.
Right. What is this?
It's called Locals Only. It's set up by ICO's friend, Pranella, right?
Yeah, and a couple other people.
We saw her at the Brockhampton show. We were giving out stickers everywhere. Yeah, but that's going to be in New West. So
if you're not from the Lower Mainland, are you allowed to attend? Like,
no,
I see it. You're not allowed
only.
To go.
No, yeah, you're allowed to go.
I guess you're right. But I cut out stickers, so I get
a
special pass.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Ooh. I mean...
Support local artists.
It's up to debate. Yeah,
it's literally locals only. So.
What kind of music?
SoundCloud
gonna
rap.
Assume, yeah. Hell
straight
yeah.
SoundCloud rap.
SoundCloud
yeah.
rap. That's my jam. Mm. Yeah. This is quite the sound check.
Yeah, it has been a while.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, we're almost.
It's like we're almost
time for an ad
in.
Or a PSA.
Yeah. All right, so, we're gonna cut to break for a minute. Play a song. We'll be back and hopefully I hear bass. You guys hear that bass? You guys at home hear that bass? You're gonna hear it pretty soon. All right, we'll be right back, guys. See you soon.
Does it make sense?
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Sunday, February 25th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free, and if you come early, you can catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check out our website, www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Too bad.
All right, guys. So it seems like we're still waiting for the sound check to finish up. So I'm going to tell a little... Oh, wait. I'm going to tell a little story real quick.
Yeah.
So this past weekend, I was down in San Fran. I played for the men's ultimate frisbee team. Shouts out to the T-Birds at UBC. And we were down in San Fran for a tournament, Stanford Invite. And there was a lot of driving. So there was a lot of talking with my teammates, just hanging out, being bros. And we got onto the topic of... We were just talking about music and like why we listen to music. Because we're listening to a lot of music. Are we starting? About to start. Okay.
Oh, so we'll come back to that.
We'll come back to this. Ads? Okay. Okay. That's a little teaser. We'll come back to that soon.
Wow, you got it.
The show's starting now. Yeah, y'all riled up. Y'all are interested, huh? All right. We'll be back soon, guys.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
Hi, we're Roused by Nature.
And you're listening to
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hey guys, it looks like we're ready to go. So, real quick, parental advisory, explicit content warning. There might be some swear words and some raunchy content. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce the shit talkers. Take it away when you guys are ready.
Hey everybody, we're the Shit Talkers, and this is our album, Ice Cream!
Thank you.
Yes, we retard. I am a little bit late usually, and today I'm on time. Call me Andy, call me David, don't call me something good, because I don't want to be called late for dinner. I just want to be a winner. Call me late friends, all the love and recompense. Don't call me late and
that's a retard.
Swallow. I said okay. She said no attack me. I said okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now he's lying dead on the floor. I got a stick in a jar.
I'm just a
TikTokers, we have one fan here. No.
Whoops. Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the show. That was, one more time, parental advisory warning, the Shit Talkers. We'll have them in the studio in a second. They're just putting their instruments down and whatnot. Yeah, if you want to find them on social media, Bandcamp and stuff, it might be a little bit difficult, but just
yeah,
S-H-I-T Talkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you guys think? That was loud.
That was intense.
That was sweet. There was so much energy going into that.
Soundproof.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, so we have a soundproof booth, and normally if there's, like, music going on outside, we don't hear it. It's just, like, it's silent in here for us. That was, like, shaking the soundproof windows. Like, Eric got me to go up to the door and just listen through the crack in the door, and it was, like, guttural. Just so loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was their, that was what, eight songs? That was like an eight song, that was like
minutes.
Their entire EP.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're coming in now, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Throw on an ad? Yeah, sure. We'll get a little quick ad going here, and then we'll get to the interview.
Safety. I have a right to education. I have a right to my culture. Kids like me need to know about child rights and earlier age what to do about it.
Today, the Canadian Council of Child and Youth Advocates asks you to make every day a day to stand up for children's rights in your life. If you are a young person who needs the help of an advocate, you can also find the advocate for your own province listed on ccdya.ca.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new...
Yeah, it should be fine. We'll just get the mic over at you guys. So, that was awesome, guys. That was
Thanks
awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries. Would you guys just like to give yourself or introduce yourselves real quick?
Do we want to what? Introduce ourselves.
Introduce
okay.
ourselves, name a band,
yes,
everyone's
names.
Yes, we
are in a collective. We're the Shit Talkers, as you know, and I am Liz Mantle.
I'm Brooke Fujiyama.
I'm Michelle Duff.
I'm Nadia Wojtlinski.
There you go.
Sweet. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I think the first thing that it's on everyone's mind is the name of the band. What's the origins? What's the origins? How is the band received when you first get on stage or you tell people, hey, I'm in a band called the Shit Talkers?
Well, actually, that people usually crack a smile. Like a lot of people, if you just meet them random, they kind of like the name. But Shit Talkers has a negative, basically, reputation. So a lot of people think that it's going to be really negative. But basically, our idea about shit talking is talking about shit. We talk about all shit. Like, you know what I mean? We'll talk about everything. We'll talk about politics. We'll talk about everyday stuff. And that's kind of how we got together, Naughty and I, originally. And we were trying to come up with a band name, and we were laughing because we were writing songs about people in the Vancouver music scene. But it was just taking, like, anecdotal things that happen at parties and stuff and then working it into a song.
We were going to call ourselves the Real Talkers at first.
Yeah.
We like shit.
Yeah, and then we're like, shit, because we're like laughing too much and having too much fun at everybody's expense, and so we're like, okay, we're going to be the Shit Talkers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But sweet. it does get negative. Mm-hmm. I actually called Joey Shithead on it because he's a friend, and I said, hey, Joey, I got this new band. I was trying to get him on his label, Sudden Death, and he told me to change the name right away.
Really?
Yeah, and another two other people that like manage other bigger bands like SNFU, they're like, well, you better change your name, right? And I go on a lot of websites and I try and get stuff working for us, and they'll cancel us because it's obscene.
Really?
Yeah, and we went on DistroKid to distribute our new album, and we had to put everything had to be explicit. And as you can hear, we
this is an explicit album.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, why don't we talk about the album? So you did, was that all 8 songs in the new EP?
Or
was
that? Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's our new album. It's on a 7-inch vinyl, 45 RPM. And we got it produced at Rec House Records in Toronto with Peter Letros, who is like, he is a former Sony Records like head engineer. So he did it. And the recording we got done by Steve Lurie in Nanton at Crabapple Downs. And he's like, I don't know if you know Junior Gone Wild. He actually does Ian Tyson. He does like, he did SNFU. He did, Cor Blund. He's a really amazing producer. And we're going to go back there and make another album.
Awesome.
This summer. Yeah. Yeah. Full length one, right?
So, full length. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
And so you guys are, you're on tour right now. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. We're just starting. This is our kickoff right here, basically. And then we're going to go to Duncan on Thursday. And we're playing Longevity John's Duncan Garage showroom. I don't know. It's pretty famous. And it's live streamed as well. And so that'll be, another live set.
Hello, listeners. No worries, are you there? No.
And then we're off to Courtney. And then we're going to go to Victoria. Then Nanaimo, and then back over here, we're playing SBC down on Hastings Street on the 16th. So all this is happening.
In Vancouver.
Yeah, that's our record release show, yeah.
Okay.
And then we're going to the Captain's Cabin in Mission, and we're playing, The Bird also. We're going out to the Flamingo in Surrey. So Surrey listeners, we're going to be in Surrey.
What's the date for that show?
The 15th, then the 16th at SBC, and St. Paddy's Day out in Mission.
Nice.
Yeah, if people actually get out that far.
That's awesome.
Out to the boonies, yeah.
Yeah. So where can people find your music? What's your Spotify or Bandcamp?
We got it all. We got, I don't know if we have Bandcamp up yet.
We're working on Bandcamp.
Yeah. We have Spotify. We're on iTunes, Amazon. We're also on Reverb Nation. Yeah. And we have a website, theshittalkers.com, and you can get our stuff there. And also it'll be in Zulu, Dandelion, Scratch, and Red Cat, and Neptune.
Perfect.
Come and get some vinyl.
All right. We're just about running out of time on the show, but if you guys have any closing remarks, anything you'd like to say, any shouts out you'd like to give to your parents or anything?
Yeah, I just saw my mom today. Shout out to my mom. No, she won't be listening. She's 95. Anyway, shout out to all the Vancouverites and all the punkers, and get out and buy some vinyl. Vinylites, that's what we're after. Okay.
Let's go.
That's
vinyl.
My shout out. You guys got shout outs?
No.
They're shouting out to their boyfriends.
Oh.
Hi, nice. I love you.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to listen to it in the archives and see how it sounded. No.
Yeah, it sounded great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, we like to have a good time, you know. So.
Cool.
Thank you for having us. Okay.
Cheers.
See you guys around.
Thank you.
Cheers.
All right, one more time. That was the Shit Talkers. Awesome punk band. Great energy, great music. Yeah. They're doing a bunch of shows around Vancouver and the BC area. So before the break, before our little live set there, we started off with... I was telling a story. Okay.
You gave us a cliffhanger.
Okay, a little cliffhanger. So just to sum up real quick, I was down in San Francisco with my team, Ultimate Frisbee Team, UBC Thunderbirds. And we were in the car driving. It was like a 3.5-hour drive or something. Everyone was kind of getting to know each other, you know, bro bonding, as it were. And the topic of music came up. And one of our players, our captain, actually, not going to say his name, but he's known in our team as Mission Control, kind of runs the show. He brought up a really, really interesting point that I think you guys are going to kind of have some controversial views on. Have you guys ever just stopped listening to music?
And 100%?
100%. Just cut everything. You go a full week, a full month with no music whatsoever. It's Lexis has something to say.
Go ahead.
Lexis, hit me.
Yeah, I actually, like, sometimes, I recently did, like, a flip back and forth. I go between, like, music and podcasts sometimes, because sometimes I think especially when I don't have new music to listen to, or, like, I haven't found anything new in a long time, I go through, like, a lot of podcasts, catch up on all my podcasts, then go back to music, and I find it to be very refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things that Mission Control... I'll just say something. One of the things that Hugh was saying, Hugh Knapp, if you know him, Hugh, my homie Hugh, shouts out. He was saying, you know, there it gets to a point where you're listening to so much music that rather than really appreciating what you're listening to and kind of getting all out of it that you can, you're kind of listening to the music, you know, listening, and then you just like mindlessly, like you get on the bus, get on your bike, you know, go for a run. You just open Spotify, hit shuffle, or go to a certain playlist, and it's just background noise for you. You're not appreciating, you're not listening to it actively. And so for him, what he does is he'll just go like a full week with no music, just straight cold turkey, deprive himself, and when he comes back, sorry?
That's a lot. Like, not listen to anything.
A full week. It's crazy. Yeah. But you come back with it, and it's like, oh, this music's so good. Yeah. I love this. You don't know how good it is until it's gone.
I definitely couldn't imagine not listening to music, like, even for a day. Like, it's just always playing. But I definitely switch between being, like, an active listener and, like, looking for new things and actually listening to, like, the instrumentation and lyrics to, like, being a passive listener. And it's just, like, in the background. But I don't think. Like, I've been, like, without the internet for a month, but, like, I still had, like, an iPod. Like, I can't not have my music.
I think that, for me, the only time is when I'm completely in nature. And, I mean, if I'm staying somewhere in nature, one of my friends has a cabin on Saturna Island, the southernmost Gulf Island. And we were playing music originally when we went on hikes and stuff. But I remember the speaker died at one point, and some of my friends were like, oh, man, the speaker's dead. But I was kind of like, this is the music right now. Nature is the music. And I think it sounds weird when you think about it right now, but when you're in that moment and you're in nature, it's really important to listen to that music. Not listen to all this music we have all the time. But even then, at nighttime and when we woke up, we would just blast music to wake each other up.
Yeah.
And we'd just be singing like Slide and stuff like that every morning. So I find it really difficult to go cold turkey. I don't think I could do that.
No, and just like even like on the car ride, like first thing we're doing is like fighting over the aux cord. Oh, what are we going to listen to? Are we going to listen to like some throwbacks? Or are we going to hit some... You know, Fall Out Boy. Like, what are we gonna be blasting? We listened to so much Fall Out Boy. It was dope. It was just a throwback to like 06. It was great. Sorry. Yeah.
I was just gonna like kind of going to what you said. This is like random, not personal anecdote, but like Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. For some reason, I was watching this like interview that he was talking about like running because he's a really big runner. And they're like, oh, what kind of music do you like to listen to when you run? And he was like, it was almost like that was like blasphemy to him. He's like, no, like the runner's high is all I need. And like,
whoa.
I could never imagine like disturbing the like peace of running with like music. And I feel like kind of with nature as well. Cause like the birds and like the water, like you're kind of, I feel like a bad person playing music in a forest. I feel like I'm disturbing the peace.
No, I agree with that. Like you guys see hikers with like their headphones in and they're just kind of like hiking for the sake of hiking and not really taking in everything.
The worst thing is being on like a hiking trail like Garibaldi or something and like somebody passing by with a backpack, a shitty Bluetooth speaker, and they're like blasting
music
and you're like, this is not the place, man.
Yeah, like, man, it's hard.
There's Catch Experience Park or whatever, like near UBC, and like that's a chill big forest, and like I go for walks with my earbuds in because like that's chill.
Mm-hmm.
And like I don't really see a huge problem with that, but it's like, yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, for me, like, music, it's like busing to school and stuff like that, that monotony in my life gets, like, slightly improved with music.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, sometimes it's nice to have silence and, like, be thoughtful and stuff, but, like, 95% of the time, like, I'd rather have less monotony.
Yeah. At the beginning of this year, I actually, one of my New Year's resolutions, I'm against resolutions, but I thought this one would be good for me. My goal was to listen to an album a day. And I got through all of January. I was averaging like 2 or 3 albums a day. I was burning through Zeppelin, discography done. White Stripes, discography done. Like I was burning through music. And then halfway through February, I just hit a wall. And I was like, I cannot digest any more music. I am like, I've lost all motivation to listen to new stuff. And I didn't really think about. I was like, why can't I do this? I really want to do this. I want to like fulfill this resolution. I want to listen to all this new music. And then talking to Hugh, it just was like, oh, I guess other people also kind of go through this thing where you listen to so much music. What else?
Like, I feel like I've definitely had that with like certain artists too. Like, you have to take a break sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like personally, like, I feel like Mac DeMarco at some point, just because like in my high school friend group, that was like a lot of like we listened to at different points, and like I still like the music, don't listen to it as much anymore. But it's like also like some artists just have that kind of style where it like gets repetitive, mm-hmm. and you kind of like need a break from it to appreciate it again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like that with hip hop last year, where all I'd listen to since I was 15 was hip hop. Because up until I was 15, my mom wouldn't let me. And my rebellious phase was, hey, mom. Look what I'm listening to. This is Illmatic. and then it's just like, I'm like, wait, there's other music. There's other music? There's indie? I can listen to indie. I can listen to electronic music. There's blues. And so like breaking away from hip hop, because I was kind of sick of it, listening to other genres, kind of.
Like hip hop is a genre you really have to appreciate. Yeah. Other genres too.
Yeah. And after going on this trip of through jazz and blues and all this other stuff, coming back to hip hop, I love it so much more. And I didn't think that was possible. I thought hip hop was like, this is dope. This is all I'm going to listen to for my entire life. But coming back to it after being deprived from it for a long time and appreciating other stuff, it's a newfound appreciation.
That's funny that you say that, because I was like the opposite. I like had never listened to a hip hop song before, probably until like even through like high school even. Like I never listened to hip hop music. So I was like, rap music, I wouldn't like that. That's so not me. I was like, oh, I like my alternative music, whatever. And then as soon as I started listening to hip hop music, I was like, every hip hop song I've ever heard is great. And I don't know. I've like never not liked one. But yeah, I'm still like, I feel like I'm like catching up because there's like so much to listen to. But yeah, it is like a definitely refreshing to change like genres even.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that I think I would find it like impossible to go without music day to day, but I think I'd also find it really hard to do what you did and go through like fresh music all the time for any given amount of time, because I tend to not enjoy listening to music the first time through and instead have like, if I'm lucky, an album, but usually just a song that's all that I want to listen to until I listen to it so much that I cannot listen to it one more time. And I'll just walk around with that on repeat and listen to it again and again and again. When I discovered Hey Jude, I listened to it like 90 times in a row. And now I can't listen to it.
It's funny because Hey Jude is like the same thing over and over.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's like 90 listens is like the equivalent of 180 of another song.
I definitely think, to add on to what Indigo was just saying, that I'll try to discover new stuff, but I always end up going back to old stuff, sort of refreshing. But also I wanted to say, I think it's important that you can't listen to any type of music in any scenario. I think you always have to match it to some extent to what's going on. Mm. Like if I'm on a hike or something, if I'm going to listen to something, I would want to listen, honestly, to Pink Floyd or something like that. That just sort of matches the mood that I'm feeling. I wouldn't want to be listening to Trap. I wouldn't want to be listening to Travis Scott when I'm on a hike, you know? So I think that's important to emphasize too. I don't think it's right to always listen to any music in any scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I think like the funny that you mentioned, like the right music for the right context, I didn't understand that concept for a really long time. Like my family would be eating dinner and they'd be like, play songs. I'd play like the most depressing music and my brother would be like, what's wrong with, like, why are you doing this to us? And I'm
who
like,
hurt you?
It's good. Like, if it's good, you can play it. That was my logic. But now I understand. Maybe like, don't play some, I don't know, depressing James Bond song. Like,
one time at a party, it was when 17 came out from X.
Oh, no.
I played Jocelyn Flores, and we switched from literally, I think we were playing Goosebumps or something, and then I switched to Jocelyn Flores, but it was really funny for me, because I knew what was going on, but everybody else was like, what did you just do? Everybody got really sad. Like, can we cut the music?
Why am I crying?
But somebody was like, yo, I want to hear the new X, because at that time, what you expected from X was Look at Me type vibe, but then that was just really funny. So you can actually make people change so much if you just switch the song.
Yeah, the mood like completely changes.
Yeah, so I've kind of committed. So this week, I am not listening to music until next Monday. I am music other than like what we've listened to today and like what's playing in my headphones right now.
Let us know next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
You're a guinea pig.
If it goes well, you guys have some homework. You guys got to do the same thing.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So right now, I'm filling the void with podcasts. Shouts out to Lexus. Yeah, good call.
Check out
Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal
Buress? Handsome Rambler. I'll listen to that. I'm listening to a Dan Carlin's Hardcore History right now.
Check out Dissect. Dissect.
Dissect?
Is really good. I'm on it. I'm on it somewhere. Yeah, I'm on the season 2 finale for 30 seconds. Yeah.
How? What?
Because
okay, we don't have time to talk about it. We'll get back to it.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk about it next week.
You have some shout-outs to give?
Yes. It's my mom's birthday, so happy birthday, Mom. I love you.
Anyone else have any? Yo, shouts out to A3, Precious, and Mission Control. Very small.
3A.
Oh, sorry, 3A. Yeah, 3A. I messed up. Yo, shouts out to 3A. Thanks, Isia. All right, so this has been Word on the Street. We'll be back next Tuesday, 5 to 6. Stay tuned in if you want to listen to Flex Your Head and get some head flexing going on. That's punk, metal, some great stuff coming. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.